like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
You know, we got to start with this story here. I was talking about wrestling. I got my text from my boy Ryan who just said, speaking of the WWE/F, sadness today. Yeah, it is sadness. The Iron Sheik, pro wrestling legend and Hall of Famer, dies at the age of 81. He was a standout Greco-Roman wrestler from Iran who gained global fame in professional wrestling with his big rival. He had a huge rivalry against Hulk. That was before my time of watching. I came in, you know, the later mid-90s, but you still knew of the Iron Sheik. If you were a fan of wrestling at all, and sometimes, maybe if you weren't even a fan, you still knew that name. That was one of those guys that was just larger than life. The question of the day should be, will Angel buy next year's Madden? Because Josh Allen is on the cover. He's your arch nemesis. Now, we all know how much you hate Josh Allen. Like, you loathe him for so many reasons. Will you buy the new mat?
If they improve on the game itself.
I love the
actually,
game.
Actually, like, you know, add some new things that they keep promising they're going to keep doing it, and it's just the same game as 2 years ago.
I love Madden.
Back in.
I could play Madden.
I will buy it
day.
Because I know when it hits September and I'm bored on a Saturday because there's no NFL football yet, I will, yeah, it'll be fine.
So, okay, speaking of video games, what's going on with this college football thing? We just heard, obviously, we know that EA Sports is going to come out with their college football game for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and it came out just a couple weeks ago that they were going to be allowing student-athletes to opt into the game to have their name and likeness put in the video game. Well, this come out today. The College Football Players Association is organizing a boycott of the EA Sports college football game. The payout for athletes is expected to be $500. Quote, they should not opt into it. It's just a ridiculously low amount of money.
Well, what do you have to do for the $500?
More than likely, it is signing your likeness and name to EA for a partial or temporary standing for this game. So they would have your rights for this game or whatever. More than likely, you would do a digital face scan so you could put your actual face on your player model. But it's just, it's weird. This whole NIL deal started because of EA. Say, well, we're not going to pay you guys. Now it's, hey, we're going to pay you guys. And now it's not enough money.
But
now.
$500 per person?
Per player.
How many players are in college football that they would feature on this?
A lot.
I mean, I was going to do the math, but I'm not going to do that.
But is $500 really that low when you're making...
It's $500 to give you a picture of me and say that you can put my name on the back of a jersey.
Like Caleb Williams at UNC, he would get $500 for putting his face in the game and then turn around and have a couple of million-dollar NIL deals just waiting for him.
This is the thing. It went
and
from...
telling players not to opt into it when there are some lower-tier schools...
Mm-hmm.
That $500, that may be all the NIL they could get. And you're telling them not to do it?
Yeah, that's so stupid. Just do... It's $500, man. It's $500, and you don't even have to give them their picture. You've seen Madden and how some... Remember Joker's image on 2K like 3 years ago? It didn't even look like
him. That's what happens in sports video games. When you play a season and you go to the next season... Your team changes.
Yeah,
your players are different. In college football, you're recruiting different randomly generated players.
There's so many bad pictures of guys. They clearly didn't give them their picture, but they said, yeah, you can put my name on there. That's fine. For $500, just sign on the dotted line that says, we can use your likeness on this video game. There's rules in there that say we can't do anything other than that. It's just we're going to put
your face, name, and your jersey number.
And sometimes
will be in the
they
game.
Don't even have to put their face on there. There's a lot of guys.
They're wearing a helmet.
Yeah, they're not even very detailed in some of the faces. And some are, but there are a lot of. I remember, again, go look at Joker's picture from 2K like 4 years ago. It looked like your Uncle Herb or something, man. I mean, it's
I'll tell you, graphics
like Joker.
Don't. Like, we're on the next generation of consoles. Graphics don't look that much better.
Oh, I think they do.
Yeah, they're improved and they look clearer, but...
Yeah, but then again, I played Mario and stuff.
Well, like, I look at Tom Brady on Madden, and it's like, that looks like a computer-generated face of Tom Brady.
Man, I love Madden. I just love it. I think it's amazing. Okay, the bigger story of the day. What do you got for me? What's going on over there?
Seeing this on Twitter from Zach Seegers. He's a senior writer and editor for Mile High Sports.
Okay.
Just tweeting this out. Colorado Buffaloes reportedly leaving Pac-12 to rejoin the Big 12. This came from a recent report from Greg Swaim of The Swaim Show, which is an Oklahoma-based sports show. His quote, here's his report, "Nothing becomes official until the Pac-12 gets their TV deal finalized, but now multiple sources are telling us tonight that the Buffs and Arizona will move to the Big 12. No word on the on Utah and the Arizona State. But they may just take two and save some spots for ACC teams."
How about that? The Buffs are going to leave the Pac-12 to rejoin the Big 12. And, I mean, let's see if more comes out of this. I mean, I follow Zach on Twitter. He follows me. Is he reputable?
I'd say so.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And reminder, Texas and Oklahoma will not be in the Big 12 when they get there.
That's right.
They'll be in the SEC.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
I think it's Cincinnati and Houston are in the Big 12 now. I want to say. I know Houston for sure.
When does it start for Oklahoma in that? When does that start?
I believe next year.
Okay. Is that like if you go look? Because I want to look. Dude, we're going to need a refresher course to like figure out where everybody is. Because I'm going to be so confused. So you're right. Yeah, Oklahoma is out of the Big 12. That's going to be interesting. Texas is out. So
the Big 12 has also added BYU,
okay,
UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. And according to this report, we'll also add Colorado and Arizona.
Who did they lose? Who all have they lost? So they're going to add...
Oklahoma and Texas.
That's it? And so they're going to add... Six teams?
They're losing two and adding six.
So essentially they're going to add four.
But that puts them at 14?
Did they change the name?
To the Big 14?
Or do you leave it at Big 12? That's a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
Because
branding, that's contract brands with sponsors.
Are all of them correct in their numbers, by the way? Like the Big 10 is way more than Big 10.
No, it's 14 now. SEC was 12, and then they went to 14.
That's why you don't number your conference name. You just do the SEC or the Mountain West. Stop. No, get away from the numbers. Because the way this goes, it's going to be the Pac-3 next year. And then the year after that, maybe Pac-5.
The Pac-2.5 with an asterisk.
Does this open up the Pac-12? Does this open up CSU's shot of going to the Pac-12?
Do you want to go to the Pac-12?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think I do. But would the Pac-12 be better than the Mountain West? Flying Dutchman. Oh, okay. Well, we'll read some of these. We got a storm thing going on right now, so I'm going to try to... You know what? Hey, let's take a break. Let's take a break. It's probably a good time to do it. I'll read some text coming back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Baseball in Colorado is electric. Hear it all on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We got to unpack that CU thing. What does that mean for the Pac-12? What does it mean for some of the current teams in the Pac-12? What does it mean for the Mountain West Conference going forward? Sounds like Mark's going to join us at 12:30, but he could be in the wilderness somewhere. We don't know. Flying Dutchman says, if you want players to be indentured servants, they can sign or not. It's up to them on the video game. Well, yeah, that's what we're saying. Like,
EA has given them the option to opt in.
You want $500? If not, we won't use your name. You will be player.
Caleb Williams doesn't want to opt in for $500.
Then quarterback
USC will be quarterback number 13.
Exactly. Michael Jordan did it when NBA Live was out in the early 2000s. It was just player. Number 23 was player.
But I'm, you know.
You might as well get $500 because they're already doing it.
You got to think about Clay Millen, for example. He is a guy that's in a lower tier school as a starting quarterback that he may want to opt into the EA Sports game for an extra $500. Clay Millen's already got other NIL deals set up. An extra $500 to put my face in a video game, it's not the end of the world.
I'm going to text him. I'm going to text him right now and see if we can get him on.
Would you rather them set a payment number? Like, we're going to pay you only $500. That's not going to change. Or do you make it where, okay, Caleb Williams, he's going to get like $1,000 and a Clay Millen's going to get maybe $200. Just because it's USC versus CSU.
Is that it's not like across the board?
No, it's a flat $500 rate.
Yeah.
So would you rather have a flat rate or adjusted for your prestige in college football? Based on your school, based on your starting position.
Flying Dutchman says, I think you guys need a few more details solidified.
On what?
I don't think so. It's $500 for this year's game. Do you want to have your likeness portrayed in it or not? If you don't want us to use it and you're saying we legally can't, then we won't. You don't get $500.
The Players Association is boycotting not the ability to do it. They're boycotting because they're saying it's not enough money.
Correct. They're trying to make it like a union thing where we all just say no. All of us band together and say no.
They're not against everyone getting paid the same amount. They're upset because the amount is
apparently so low. $1,500 or $2,000. I don't know.
They're not considering the marketing that EA would have to do for this game. You know, if whoever makes it onto the cover, that athlete's going to get a little bit more money because his face is on the cover.
Correct. This is, leave it up to the players. There's guys that get into the league that have no money at all, or get into college sports and have zero money at all. But I think this is fine. Now,
this is what they
So it's funny, EA contracted one team partners to facilitate college athletes' likeness. A source told one team partners that the cash pool for athletes was in the $5 million neighborhood, which would pay out to $500 per player, which is what you're saying. There are no royalties. But now they're coming back. The vice president of the College Football Players Association says, no way, that doesn't fly. We're going to join together. We're urging athletes to boycott the game with the hope EA will reconsider its payout to athletes. I mean,
one of their arguments is comparing it to NFL players in Madden.
Because Madden players get royalties.
They do.
Yeah.
Because Patrick Mahomes' player model, yeah, it will get an update every year, but it's the same player model. Patrick's face isn't changing, so you don't have to, you know, you don't have to say, hey, Patrick, do you want to be in the game this year? It's in their contracts because the NFL has a partnership with EA.
I like what you said. It's up to the player. We don't need the union coming in, shutting it all down. If you want $500 for them to use your likeness, no royalties, $500, here's a check, we'll send it to you today. We can use your likeness.
Comparing it to guys that are already making millions of dollars because of the team that they are working for.
Well, some are.
Some of them are.
Well, and a lot more are making more.
But they're arguing that a guy like Caleb Williams, the projected number one overall pick next year, should be making more than a Clay Millen at CSU. Just for putting their same face in the video game.
Okay, yeah. And they're saying that we need to make this with the bigger guys get more money and stuff. It's part of the craziness that this has taken, this form that it's taken.
This is where it all started.
Yeah, this is where it all started, and now we're back to it. Now they want more. I don't begrudge you for wanting more. If you can get that, oh, probably. Dixon says, do you have to pay taxes on the 500? Yeah, probably. But again, you probably could just send your picture in. It's literally send your picture in and say you're good with them. If starving college kid, if you're not making an NIL deal. Because, like, okay, let me ask you this, Angel. Kicker for CSU, would he be part of this negotiation?
Yep. You would have a player model. If you opted into it, you would have a player model with your face and your name and your jersey number.
Backup D tackle?
If he wants to, sure.
So I get $500 for just saying, yeah, dude, there's my name. Yeah, you can use it.
And they go on. This is an article from on3.com. For the top athletes, it's expected they will be able to sign one-off marketing deals to promote the video game. These endorsement deals could make up any dollars lost from the $500 payout to opt into the game. So a guy like Caleb Williams
could go to...
Could, you know, he could be the cover athlete, he could be in the video game with his face and all that, and then he can also be their face for the marketing part of it, and he would get paid extra for that.
Dixon says, do you get $500 every year or just this year? It's just this specific game.
Just the year. But if you're a freshman,
yep,
you're going to get $2,000 if you play 4 years.
Right. It's $500 a year if you commit. You don't. You get to opt in every single year.
Because it's
You're not signing a 10-year or a 4-year deal.
If you're a senior in the video game, your name's going to only be there for a year.
Right.
If you're a freshman and you opt in your freshman year, you're in it, and then you go 2 years, you don't opt in. Senior year, you're back in it.
Yeah.
You're still getting $500.
I just text Clay. He has not texted me back. He could be very busy.
He's negotiating.
He probably is. We got the Clay Millen show coming up this fall, too. The return of the Clay Millen show. Very excited about that. We might have a lot of quarterbacks on this station. Angel, what does this mean for CU then? It sounds like it's going to happen. CU is going to go to, they're going to return to the Big 12. What does that mean going forward? Now, you bring up that good point, because I get lost in this. It's all big news, and we're talking about it, and then you're like, oh, that's right. Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC. So
UCLA and USC are leaving the Pac-12.
Does this happen if Primetime's not the head coach?
Do you go to the Big 12?
Yeah.
I don't, probably not, because you're losing your top two big programs in the Big 12, and you have to replace it. And sorry, BYU, Houston,
well, yeah.
Cincy,
what about,
they don't do it for you.
What about Oregon? What's Oregon doing? I mean, who's the more successful football program in the last 20 years, Oregon or CU?
Oregon.
Yeah.
But you have those top Pac-12 teams like Oregon, Washington, Arizona State, Stanford. Yeah, what do those teams do?
Well, because where's USC going again and UCLA?
Big 10.
They're already going to the Big Ten. That's right.
Whew. So the Pac-12 is getting picked.
Split apart.
Like scraps.
Yep.
The Mountain West is in an interesting position because you could kind of replace the Pac-12 as that other Power 5 conference, but you'd have to beef up your lineup.
Well, does the Pac-12 dissolve?
If they can't get a TV deal, absolutely.
So if the Pac-12 dissolves,
and
where,
if you're losing two more schools, then I can't be, as a TV person, you couldn't look at the Pac-12 and say that's a profitable deal.
Okay, let me just run through the Pac-12 teams. You tell me what you know. USC's going to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Washington still in the Pac-12.
Yep.
Oregon still in the Pac-12.
Yep.
Utah, they're not doing anything right now, are they?
Yeah, actually,
let me text my boy Paul Kirk over there. I got the assistant AD. I got his cell. I'll call him. We'll get him on here. I don't think they're going anywhere, are they? Or am I off on that? They're in talks right now.
They're in talks, but Utah has not leaned any particular way.
Oregon State.
They're not going anywhere.
Although they've been better.
Yeah.
They were good last 10 wins for them. They were fun to watch last year.
They've been steadily improving.
UCLA is going to the Big Ten.
Yep.
Washington State.
Yeah.
Nobody. Arizona, reportedly, going to the Big 12.
Yep.
Cal. They're not doing anything.
Not really.
Arizona State. They're still not doing anything, right?
Nope.
Stanford, not doing anything.
Nope.
CU, reportedly, going to the Big 12.
So you're losing four teams.
So you got Washington, you got Oregon, you got Utah, you got Oregon State, you got Washington State, you got Cal, you got Arizona State, you got Stanford. The Pac-12 is now the Pac. Is there any new teams coming to the Pac-12 that we don't know of?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we got the Pac-8.
I don't think I've seen any going to the Pac-12.
It doesn't matter if the Pac-12 goes out and gets Alabama to join their conference. Their TV deal sucks. In fact, what TV deal? What's the last I heard? It was they were looking at Apple TV. That's you're not going to make it. This Pac-12 network was a fiasco. People couldn't get it on regular TV. Number one thing we learned with the Cronkies and Altitude, if it's not easy to access, you're not going to watch and you're going to forget. You're going to forget about everything.
Well, we're all focused on the Pac-12 and the Mountain West. What happens to the ACC?
Yeah.
Because now they're kind of getting almost pushed from third to fourth in terms of importance.
That's very
true. If it's now SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, Pac-12, Mountain West, y'all got to figure something out.
Does the ACC start trying to poach? Do they start ramping up? Like, is Boise?
Are they poaching or are they getting poached?
Who's out from the ACC now? What do we know about the ACC? Because that would be interesting to know. Like, are all their big players still there? Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina. I don't really know if there's a lot of movement going on with the ACC. Is there? But can Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina, and Pitt? Who else you got? You got what? Georgia Tech. I feel like Georgia Tech's leaving. Is that wrong? No. You got all these teams. None of those are more appealing. None of those right now seem that attractive. Hell, even compared to the Buffs now with primetime situation. So, does it become ACC in fourth place and you just leave it there and it's now your power four and then everybody else? Yeah, let's take a break. 12:31. Let's see if we can get Mark on the phone. Maybe he can get off the horse for a second. Let's get him. 12:31 the time. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back in. Shout out to Aloe Fiber. Have you heard about Aloe Fiber? They've been creating and connecting fiberhoods since 2003. 20 years of disrupting the telecom game and future-proofing communities. Visit AloeFiber.com. Change the way you experience internet. It's internet without the constant buffering and rebooting. Check them out online at AloeFiber.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. As expected, Mark Johnson is somewhere in the wilderness. Probably skinning a grizzly bear. I don't know if that's legal, so let's keep it hush-hush. But probably doing something like that right now. Codes, the weather guy, says, what if the Pac-12 and Mountain West did a merger? Angel, it doesn't matter unless the TV deal's right.
Right. It's easy to just pick and choose teams and move them around, but
if you
the reality is the money is the crucial factor.
The money, which is all about the TV deal. And that's why it makes... That's why Rick George made such a grand slam hire with primetime, because this is a staying power move, Angel. We've all talked about, well, is primetime in this for the long haul? Is he here for 5 years? Is he here for 10 years? I, for one, think he's going to do 5 years and move on to something else. I don't think he's going to be a head coach even. But if he wants to stay, then don't you think the Big 12 would be a nice spot to stay? You've made it. You're in a Power 5 conference. But when Dion leaves, you've got it. You're still attractive to star players because you're still in the Big 12. You still have that, regardless of the coach, regardless of the situation. You're still in the Big 12. There's more money there. It's bigger and better and everything. Code says, I don't see how the Pac-12 survives if it doesn't. They won't survive until they secure a TV deal. That's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so. Doesn't matter who you attract to get in. This is just interesting, man. I told you during the break, I said I love talking about this, but I hate talking about it. Because the merger stuff, it kills rivalries. It destroys lesser, group of five schools. It destroys all that. But it is fascinating. You know, it's like, okay, Codes. I know Codes, the weather guy, is a big Boise State guy. They're a good team, solid team. I love watching Boise State football. Does anybody else outside of the Mountain West? They had a moment there. What was it? The early 2000s or so? They were.
Oh, like early 2000s, then like 2005, 2006.
Yeah,
they're consistently.
But they're always
in the top
pretty
25.
Good. They're always pretty good. But that's still, that doesn't always matter. It's who's getting on TV the most. What did we learn from? What has Nikola Jokic taught us about all of this? You couldn't be the best player in the world and still not get the recognition National media guys are saying, I've never seen Nikola Jokic play. That's the same for football, for college football. If it's not on, what I watch what's on my tube. I don't have a lot. I think one of my, the Samsung TV thing, the free thing that comes with the new Samsung TVs, you get like all their channels, like 100 channels or something. The ACC network is on that, which is brilliant. Because anybody that buys a Samsung, you get that. It's a free service. Those are free channels, and you get the ACC network. But I'm the kind of guy that watches what's available to me. I'm not. I tried NFL Sunday Ticket once, and I found myself just recalling and scrolling back between games too much. And I looked at my wife and said, I like to just dial in on one game, and this is where I'm at for the next three to four hours.
I think even with college football, it's not so much conferences that are more popular than others. It's teams within the conference.
Try to call Mark again on his cell. I'll try.
Just my point real quick was like,
okay,
I'm an SEC fan, but if it's Vanderbilt in Missouri on a Saturday afternoon, I'm probably not going to watch that.
Yeah.
Because it's not the two, you know, it's not two top teams in a top conference.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get you. No, that's the way it is. You know, it's all right. Mark's going to be there for us. He's ready. He's doing something, man. But we need him on because this is an interesting report that's going on with Zach Seegers. And I just want to pick Mark's brain about what he thinks this means. Well, obviously, we know what it means for the Buffs. Sounds like it's going to happen. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffalo, somewhere out in the wilderness, I assume. Mark, how are you?
Fantastic. Just went through Miles, Montana, heading east on I-94 in route to Williston, North Dakota. So there's an update on the trip.
Oh, man. Well, we're glad we could get you. We'll see if the connection holds up here. But I'm just reading Zach Seeger's report. Were you able to get the service up there from Mile High Sports? Sam Buffs reportedly leaving Pac-12 to rejoin Big 12. Mark, what do you know?
Well, there you go. There's just one more report. Nobody officially saying anything, but one more report out there. You know, the one thing I get nervous about, you know, I think you and I have talked about this, in the world of journalism before, is circular reporting. You know what that is? That's where I report something, and then you report that I report something. And then Bob reports that you reported that I reported something, and it becomes circular reporting. And so many times, I'm always fascinated when I see guys come out with stories. I'm like, I know that guy. That guy doesn't have a connection with anybody. In my case, with the University of Colorado, I bet he's quoting somebody else out there. So I'm not questioning the report that you're referring to. I'm just saying many times in the media, this is something for folks out there, if you're ever wondering about the media, there's a lot of circular reporting that goes on. And I think that's what's going on right now. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It certainly may happen. But there's a lot of smoke out there right now.
But, Mark, from our conversation last week with one of those reporters that put that out there, and it wasn't like, hey, this is happening. This was just, hey, they're ramping up efforts. You kind of felt like, hey, that guy's legit. Let's watch out for this. This could. It just feels like, Mark, and I agree with you 100% on the circular reporting, but it does feel like maybe in this case there's a lot of smoke. We just might see a fire soon.
Well, I mentioned last week Dennis Dodd.
Yeah, Dennis Dodd.
Yeah, was one of the guys. And so when Dennis Dodd says something, there are certain guys around the country, you know, in the Pac-12, John Canzano, John Wilner, guys like that that are, you know, very credible guys who have for a long time built a level of trust and accuracy. And so, you know, depending on who it is out there, you and I being in business, we get to know those guys. And Dennis Dodd, somebody, when Dennis Dodd says something is potentially happening, I believe he's got a very, deep source someplace that's making those kind of statements. So I'm not saying it's not going to happen because there's a lot going on. I think I did say in your show last week that the numbers we've been seeing, if true, in regards to what the Pac-12 potential media deal would be, because the numbers that we're hearing about are awful low. And so if those numbers are accurate, don't be surprised if there's wandering eyes out there for that reason, because if the numbers are what they claim that they are, yeah, it's very tough to compete in college athletics with those kind of financial numbers out there. And so there are going to be people that are going to be looking elsewhere and thinking, okay, where can I go where it's a better financial set of circumstances? And, you know, Brady, here's the thing about it. When somebody does leave, it's going to be a domino effect out there. What's that game, Jenga, or whatever, you know, you're pulling the little pieces of wood from the tower, right? When somebody leaves, it is going to create – a ripple effect, and there's going to be a domino effect on this whole thing. And so don't be surprised that if somebody jumped. Now, if it's Colorado, and again, I don't know, but if it's Colorado, somebody else is going to jump. There are going to be other people that immediately are going to start making moves. So I my guess would be in the Pac-12, you know, let's say in Boulder and Tucson, Arizona, and Tempe, Arizona, maybe Salt Lake City and Seattle and Eugene, Oregon, I'd imagine there's some pretty hot phone lines out there that are being utilized quite a bit, trying to figure out exactly where all this is going.
Well, and yeah, well, I think one of that on that report we were reading, and again, doesn't mean it's fact. It's just Arizona was one of those names. So I guess, and I mean all the respect to CU on this because I know they got the primetime factor now. But what about the Oregon Ducks? And you just mentioned it with Seattle, but why wouldn't they be one of the, if not the top teams remaining that would be sought out for to join one of those power conference outside of the Pac-12.
Well, I think it's got to read the tea leaves. Maybe you can say, well, maybe the Big Ten's had conversation with them. So the Big 12 might not be having conversations. Maybe they have. Who knows? I mean, you know, we don't know exactly how many conversations. That was the one thing I found out when Colorado, way back in 2010, jumped to the Pac-12. After the fact, talking with the principals involved, finding out all the various conversations that had taken place. And so who's to say there haven't been those conversations? Now, we haven't heard anything, so if there have been, nothing's been leaked at this point in time. But who's to say that those conversations have not taken place? So, listen, at this point, nothing's off the table. Nothing would be terribly shocking. After we saw Oklahoma and Texas jumping for the Big 12 to the SEC, and then UCLA and USC jumping for the Pac-12 to the Big Ten, I think that put the fear of God in a lot of teams throughout the Pac-12 going, okay, what's going on here? And certainly the Big 12 as well. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that people were wondering if the Big 12 was going to survive. And I think the Big 12 is on a bit more firm footing right now than what the Pac-12 is. And so, yeah, nothing would shock me at this point in time.
So, Mark, what do you know about the recent efforts, or if there are, like, I think we talked a month or two ago and the Pac-12 was looking at Apple TV, maybe. Again, I'm getting texters pouring in saying, well, would the Pac-12 consider merging with the Mountain West? What would they do? It doesn't matter, does it, Mark? I mean, you could put Alabama in the Pac-12 today. If you don't have a legitimate TV contract done, then it's not going to matter.
Well, just for anybody out there to buy Texans, say, well, what about merging with the Mountain West? That doesn't do anything for the Pac-12.
Right,
right. And again, folks need to understand, this comes down to television markets. And here's a little bit of inside baseball, okay? So if you add the Mountain West, what are the major television markets you're adding there, right? Really think about that, okay? Down in New Mexico, Albuquerque, that's not a top 20 market. Las Vegas, you know, but the Pac-12 kind of had that with what they've been doing in Vegas here in recent years. So really, what are you adding out of the Mountain West from a television standpoint? So that's number one to think about right there. You've got to remember the Pac-12 as well. And there's, if you've noticed in a lot of these conversations, you haven't seen a lot of talk or rumors about Cal and Stanford, right?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard? Well, isn't that interesting? Because San Francisco is enormous, enormous, top, five or six television market. What have we found out throughout this? We have found out that they do their studies, they do their numbers, they find out that the Bay Area doesn't deliver eyeballs virtually at all for college athletics. And so it's interesting, as big a market as that is, it doesn't seem really to resonate for college athletics. And so I think that's part of the reason why the Cal Stanford thing has been so quiet. Now, Stanford is a national brand in terms of its athletic department, but if you really analyze that thing, I've always found it interesting, and I'd shock, to be honest with you, when we got to the Pac-12, as good as they have been at different times, they don't draw in football and basketball. It's stunning to me. They win national championships across the board in all sorts of sports, and they're one of the most successful athletic programs in America, but they don't deliver fans for football and basketball. Of course, football is the driving financial engine and everything. And so there's just some things to think about when people are going, yeah, but what about? Well, you got to really look deep into what's happening there. That's why people have talked about Boise all the time. Boise
right.
Is a wonderfully football program, but you're not delivering a big market in terms of Boise jumping into a major conference. And that's part of the equation.
Yeah, I think that's the big point, because you're exactly right. We had one of those texters that was talking about the Broncos, of course, and it's like, yeah, they're respectable. I love watching Boise State. I really do, but I know they don't move the needle.
Right, right, exactly. And that's what this all comes down to.
I think we lost Mark there. Okay, we were about to wrap up anyway. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Great stuff from him. This is big news. Now, again, Mark is saying that this, watch out for the Zach guy. He could be legit, but he also could be doing some circular reporting here, perhaps.
Right. The original report is from an Oklahoma radio station.
Interesting.
And
so
they're claiming they have sources that are saying, see you in Arizona.
Okay. 12:48 the time. Let's take a quick break. Let's just look. Again, when you are looking at conference realignment and where your team might go if they have that opportunity, you got to look at the TV deals. So for the Pac, what are they on? They got the Pac-12 network?
They're on ESPN.
For this year, for this next year. But they did not renew that deal 2 years ago or whenever, that when they should have. And so now they're afraid because ESPN would lock them into a 7-year deal. And they're like, we can't do that. It's not smart. You don't lock into those kind of deals with the way things are moving. So now they're trying to opt out and look at different spots like Apple TV. And none of that really works, because let me just ask, are you listening? Do you have Apple TV? That's the big question. That's the big concern for the Pac-12. 12:49 the time. It looks like maybe, just maybe, the Buffs, along with a few others, are leaving the Pac-12, and the Buffs may be heading back to the Big 12. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I want to shout out to Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. They've been rolling with us for a couple of months now. And here's what's going on the month of June as far as some of the key items you should be thinking about as far as deals off. We know our listeners have pets, and they're crazy about these deals. From the brand Fussy Cat, 20% off dry food. Buy one, get one, 50% off puree 4-packs. Buy three, get one free cans, and then buy 24 fine dining cans and get $6 off, man. 40% off Round Lake Farm feeds as well. So bottom line, the month of June, the deals continue. May was fantastic in honor of all their great customers and serving Northern Colorado for so long. They're doing it again in the month of June. So there's great deals I'll be telling you about throughout the course of the month. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So we're talking a lot about this. Well, we got game three tonight between the Nuggets and Heat. Leave it to prime time. Now, I don't know, Angel. The report, it's not that I'm not saying Zach Seager is wrong here on the report, but he's saying Colorado Buffalo is reportedly leaving Pac-12 to rejoin the Big 12. Now, it's, as Mark stated, it's probably more at this stage of a circular report, as you even said. This is from a story out of an Oklahoma outlet station or whatever. So this isn't necessarily breaking news today, but I'm telling you. You want me to put my prediction hat on? Too much smoke, man. I don't know about Arizona. But I do have I like what Mark said as far as reading the tea leaves. Whose trajectory is going up right now? And that's CU's over Oregon's. Because of primetime. Bottom line. ESPN's going all in on this, man. They want some primetime. And again, it's all about the TV contracts. That's what this is. ESPN has... As Angel looked up for us, just to be sure, ESPN has the ACC, SEC, and Big 12. CBS, new deal with Big 10. Mountain West is with Fox and CBS. NBC has Notre Dame. That's kind of the way it is right there. And the Mountain West, for them to score it, and that's great, but let's face it, a lot of their times are right on the outsides of that prime time. They're either a little bit before or a little bit too late. And they're earlier this year, the 5 o'clocks and stuff, but... you know, 6 o'clock. What time are the Nuggets and Heat playing tonight? 6:30. Are you chewing gum back there, Angel? 12:56 the time. Final hour coming up. Scott Magerflesh is going to join me, one of the hosts of Brew Talk. We're going to talk some baseball, too. We'll get into some baseball because I want to talk about beer sales and how that's impacting maybe the craft brewery industry, too. Also, we've got our full game preview coming up. We'll get fired up for this one. Game 3 between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. The Nuggets are favored by 2.5, maybe to 3, depending on what you look at. So we got all of that. Buffs, Nuggets, baseball, all that. We'll talk about it finishing up today's show. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy.